I hung a shingle, country music for hire. No fans, no singles, 10 years later I'm tired. Now I've wrecked my brain and I've looked all around, but I can't find a way to freshen my sound. And now who do you call when you're down to one musical dime? Fountains of Wayne Hotline.
Fountains of Wayne Hotline, Gerald speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, thanks. Hello. Yeah, I'm a country singer in a small Midwestern town, and I'm here in the studio today. Let me explain. We're working on a track, and we just did a verse. It was kind of broken down, and at this point, I'm not sure where to take it, where to
sir,
go from here.
Sir, calm down. We can help you.
Okay.
can help you.
Okay.
What you need to do now is employ the radical dynamic shift.
The radical... Yes, what do you mean by that?
You know, full band entry, fortissimo, while maintaining consistent apparent volume on the vocal track.
Oh. Yeah, that's a great idea. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. We're always here.
It's such a drag to face another filthy stage.
A gentleman, I believe his name was Gerald, and he had...
Sir, we got about 7 Geralds here. You're talking to me now.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. The point is, I'm in the middle of this song. We're about 3 minutes in, and I'm not sure where to take it from here. We've done a couple of verses, and it's just kind of hit a wall.
Yeah, well, listen, tell me about your textural variation and harmonic palette that you have going so far.
Oh, of course. Well, 2 16-bar verses, the first one broken down, followed by a radical dynamic shift.
Oh, that, Gerald.
A slightly distorted melodic guitar solo, and chordally, let's see, a 1, a 5, a 4, with and without a subdominant 7, a 2, 2 minor, and briefly a 9th compound over the tonic.
Well, that 9th, is that telegraphed, or is that just gratuitous coloration?
A bit of both, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hit the bridge. I'll tell you what you do. No new chords introduced.
Okay.
Get a split bar of 4 in there and push the 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll slather the holy hell out of the thing with a semi-ironic Beach Boys vocal pad. And then an asymmetrical back end. There's your bridge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that kind of a lot of information to put in with you?
Sir... I've been on this hotline for 15 years. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll give it a try. Thank you.
You got it, Chief.